The Kremlin casts its net. May 2014, Russian intelligence launches a coordinated campaign to influence U.S. politics and undermine its institutions by spreading misinformation, U.S. attorneys later conclude. June 16, 2015, Donald Trump announces his candidacy for the U.S. president. October 2015, Mr. Trump signs letter of intent with a Russian investigator to build a soaring Trump World Tower in Moscow that would be Europe's tallest building. Dirt on Hillary Clinton. January 2016, Michael Cohen, Mr. Trump's personal lawyer, speaks to an assistant to Dmitry Peskov, Mr. Putin's press secretary, outing the tower plan and seeking government support. April 26, 2016, George Papadopoulos, a foreign policy advisor to Trump campaign, holds a breakfast meeting in London with a professor with substantial ties to Russia government officials. April 2016, Russian hackers begin to dismantle thousands of emails stolen from the Democratic National Committee. The emails, many embarrassing and distracting to Democratic forerunner Mrs. Clinton on her campaign. May 6, 2016, Mr. Cohen agrees to travel to St. Petersburg in mid-June to meet Mr. Putin or Russian Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev to discuss the Moscow Tower. June 9, 2016, a trio of top Trump campaign figures, Don Jr., Jared Kushner, and Paul Manafort, meet at Trump Tower in New York with Russian lobbyists promising a very high level of sensitive information on Ms. Clinton. Don Jr. later denies any collusion with Moscow and dismisses the gathering as a nothing burger. June 14, 2016, Mr. Cohen scraps the plan to travel to Russia. Russia, if you're listening. July 18th to 21st, 2016. Mr. Trump is confirmed as the Republican president nominee at the party's national convention in Cleveland, Ohio, after seeing off all challengers in a crowded primary field. July 22nd, 2016. WikiLeaks published thousands of stolen DNC emails. Its anti-Clinton leaks continue through the remainder of the campaign. July 27th, 2016. At a rally in Doral, Florida, Mr. Trump appears to encourage Russian hackers to target his opponent, saying, "Russia, if you're listening, I hope you're able to find the 30,000 Clinton emails that are missing." The same day, after hours, Russian hackers made their first attempt to break into Ms. Clinton's computer network, according to Justice Department. August 19th, 2016. Mr. Manafort resigns as Trump's campaign manager. Amid weak poll numbers and revelations about his lucrative lobbying work for Ukraine politics with deep ties to Russia. August 21st, 2016. It will soon be John Podesta's time in the barrel, Roger Stone, a Trump campaign advisor, tweets in an apparent reference to Clinton's ongoing campaign chairman. September 26, 2016. During the first presidential debate, Mr. Trump dismisses suggestions that Russia is behind the campaign hacking. I mean, it could be Russia, but it could also be China. October 7, 2016, the Department of Homeland Security and Office of Director of National Intelligence issues a joint statement saying that they are confident Russia is behind the campaign hacking, and a further blow to Mr. Trump's old footage is unearthed from the Access Hollywood program in which the reality television star tells about sexually assaulting women. Spotlight on the White House. November 8, 2016, Mr. Trump wins a narrow election victory over Ms. Clinton to become the 45th U.S. president. December 2016, Michael Flynn, Mr. Trump's former national security advisor, holds conversations with Russian Ambassador Sergey Kislyak, an attempt by Trump aides to open a back channel with Moscow. January 2017, an assessment from the CIA and other U.S. intelligence agency conclude that Russia interfered in the election to damage Ms. Clinton's campaign and was the source of the stolen DNC emails. March 2nd, 2017, Attorney General Jeff Sessions recuses himself from an involvement in investigations into Russia meddling in the U.S. election after a controversy erupts over two previous undisclosed meetings with Mr. Kislyak. Mueller moves in. May 17, 2017, Robert Mueller is appointed special counsel to investigate Russian interference in the U.S. election and related matters. October 25, 2017, Michael Cohen testifies to Congress that Trump Tower Moscow deal was effectively dropped in January 2016 before the U.S. election season and that is not extensively discussed with the Trump Organization. October 30th, 2017.
He likes the rain.
George Papadopoulos pleads guilty to lying to the FBI about his conversation with the professor in London. December 1st, 2017. Michael Flynn pleads guilty to lying to the FBI about his discussion with Mr. Kislyak, the Russian ambassador. February 16, 2018, Mr. Mueller indicts 13 Russian citizens in the Internet Research Agency and online troll factory in St. Petersburg for spreading disinformation in order to sow discord and erode faith in the U.S. political system. February 23, 2018, Rick Gates, former deputy chair of Mr. Trump's campaign, pleads guilty to financial fraud and lying to investigators. August 21, 2018, Mr. Trump's former campaign manager, Paul Manafort, is convinced of tax and bank fraud. He subsequently agrees to cooperate with special counsel. Prosecutors will later resign his cooperation agreement after concluding that he has continued to lie to them. Mr. Cohen pleads guilty to campaign fraud, finance violation, and tax and bank fraud related to the payments he arranged for an adult film actress to keep her from talking about an affair with Mr. Trump. Mr. Cohen says he acted on Mr. Trump's orders. November 7, 2018, Jeff Sessions is fired as Attorney General and replaced by Matthew Whitaker, a critic of Mueller investigations. November 20, 2018, Mr. Trump submits written answers to questions posed by Mr. Mueller. November 29, 2018, Cohen pleads guilty to additional charges, saying he lied to Congress when he testified that Moscow project had ended in January 2016 in order to minimize links between Mr. Trump's campaign and Russia.